Welcome to the third entry of the Cram Day audio blog. It is the 9th of March, and I'm a little tired and sore from all the snow shoveling the last few days. I actually went out Friday night and shoveled 3 inches of snow off the driveway to try to make sure it wasn't so terrible for the huge snow Saturday, but there was still another 8 inches of snow there when I went out and shoveled yesterday. It was not fun at all. My back was not a happy camper. I got a chiropractor appointment coming up, not this week, but next. But I might try to get an extra one in there. It's just, my back didn't really like that. The one thing that really did do is it made me think a lot about number 12 on my list, which is take a vacation this year. Really was thinking, all right, I could use some sand and some surf and whatnot, some nice beach somewhere. I haven't really given it too much thought, but it was at least on my mind. The next item up on the list that I've at least started trying to do something on was number 18, which is trying to actually get out and do some dating. I sent some pictures to a friend of a friend at work, some woman. I have no idea who she is or anything, but I figured she got the seal of approval from the friend, so I'd at least try there. By the time I sent the pictures and was ready to, you know, I guess I wasn't completely shot down just from that and was going to send an email to try to meet up for lunch or something. Evidently, she met somebody on Match.com, so you snooze, you lose, I guess. That was kind of weird. But anyway, number 20, have been doing some reading of the Tullis book. I believe I'm going to be starting a campaign in the next month or so. It really depends on when the current campaign ends. Looking down the list, the next one is the fish tank. The fish tank's looking a lot better. I keep doing some cleaning on that. But I did have a fish die the other day. I don't know if I took out so much of the good nutrients and bacteria and whatnot that was in the tank. So I really need to take a water sample in to Aquarium Adventures and have them, you know, test the water, tell me if I need to add something to it or if there's still too much crap in it or whatnot. And I was just lucky the fish lived as long as it did. Then the other thing, I need to get some rocks or something. That fish tank's really bare now, and it's to the point where the algae's kind of under control enough. I think I can put something in it and not have it completely be ruined. Continuing down the list, the next one that I've kind of started looking at is there is a Pilates class coming up at the Westerville Community Center that I'm thinking about signing up for. I'm not really sure how that'll work with gaming. It is on a Monday night. So I'd either probably miss a couple of classes, or I might check with the group, see if we can do something to maybe game on Tuesday or something for those weeks. So we'll just kind of see how it is. Number 70, the Oscar winners, that one is probably the one I've been the most active on throughout the last couple of months, just because it's pretty easy to just sit on the couch and watch a movie, unfortunately. So I've watched The Unforgiven, the Clint Eastwood Western, which is always good. It always makes me think of the scene in The Usual Suspects where they're talking about Kaiser Soze, where he says, you know, he killed their family, he killed people that owed him money. That's what I always think of it, the last scene when Clint Eastwood's walking out of the bar after he shot everybody. And then kind of the departure from that was The Apartment, which is a Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine movie from the 60s. And the interesting thing about that is it had Fred McMurray in it. He doesn't play a very nice guy. And as a result of all the negative feedback and criticism he got, he started making all those Disney movies, the Shaggy Dog, the Flubber movies, whatever. And I just thought that was interesting when they mentioned that, because it's definitely not the Fred McMurray I would have thought of from those movies or My Three Sons. So 82, the weight's been pretty steady at about 239 the last few weeks, which, I mean, I guess that's all right. It's not going up still, but it needs to go down. I've just had no motivation to go to the gym or to do anything. I took a few steps to try to hopefully correct that. I went to a bike shop last week and had him do a fitting, had him change a couple things on the bike, had him adjust my shoes. So I need to get that on the trainer and make sure that's feeling all right. And then I did go for a walk right before the big snowstorm. It was probably almost 60. I was actually walking out in just a sweatshirt. I didn't have a coat or anything. So I guess that was on Thursday. So that at least felt good to go out and do that. The eating is still terrible, but right now I think I'm more likely to change the non-moving part than the eating. I need to get the eating under control, but if I could just start moving, I'd feel a lot better about it. The next one on the list is 91, changed own oil. I didn't actually do that, but I did go out to a friend's place and used their ramps, got the car up there, and he actually changed the oil. He had stuff going on, so he didn't really want to be waiting around for me to be fuddling around with stuff or ruining his garage, but I think I could do it the next time. I'll probably still go out to his place and use the ramps again, but I think he had a pretty good idea. You know, it shouldn't be that hard. You know, he's already got all the tools, so that obviously helps. Took the oil back to the place I bought it. You know, they recycled it, so it was pretty convenient. So 93 is the tutorial. I found a tutorial on the PHP graphs. It looks pretty simple. Looks pretty straightforward. I've got the data in a database for the web to be able to read it. And I've got some basic queries built. Now I just need to dig into the tutorial to figure out how to actually make the graphs. The first thing I want to do is something that shows my weight and by month over the last year, so you can kind of see the little roller coaster ride I'm on. And unfortunately, I seem to be on the part where you go down the hill, you go up the hill, and then there's always this curve where you're kind of level for a while. And so I need to go around that curve and start going back down the hill, and then not continue the roller coaster after that, hopefully, but we'll see how it goes. And the last thing kind of did is I was talking to my sister, and we were gonna do a no knead bread, which I found a recipe on. I found a website basically devoted to baking loaves of bread. And it looked pretty interesting, but neither of us noticed that there's a resting period for the dough of like 18 to, I don't know, 24 hours in the middle. So since we didn't realize that in time, we actually didn't make the bread. But I think we're going to try that again for next month. So those are the things I've been working on. I feel like I'm making a little bit of progress still towards the overall goals. Obviously, I did see my nephew, which is... number 8 on the list. We did go to the museum, as I mentioned last time. And that was pretty fun. It was, that actually took number 54 off the list. I got to see his painting, which was a version of the American Gothic. I got a link to it, that I'll put out there so everybody can see it. It looks pretty good. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I've really, honestly, nothing to compare a second grader's art to. Except for all the other, pictures that were at the museum as well. There was only one other, the American Gothic, maybe one other kid from his class, that had something, there as well, but it wasn't that particular picture, but it was good. I mean, the glasses are a little thick, kind of reminded me of the, Hey Arnold kid a little bit. But it's kind of crazy what the way the woman's dress is, but it looks good. So I was pleased to go down and not just think, what the heck did he do? And then I got to walk around the museum. The big thing I found out there is the museum is actually free on Sundays, so I'll probably go back because it is big enough that you don't want to just go and just feel like you have no idea, or that you need to rush through everything, I guess I should say. So it was a lot of fun, and I'll definitely be going back. to check it out in more detail. So I heard that there was a lot of, like impressionist and surrealist, and I don't really mind impressionist that much. Surrealist art can get old pretty quick for me. I mean, I do actually own a couple of Dali prints, but there's kind of a story about why I own those and why I like those. And I enjoy Dali. I mean, I went to the museum that's dedicated to him down in Florida, and that was pretty cool. You get to see like the 20-foot versions of some of those pictures. It was pretty neat. But in general, I'd rather not go to a museum and just look at that type of art as the dominant theme. But that wasn't really the case, though. It was all over the place as far as what they had. So I'd recommend going to taking a trip there. Well, that about wraps up this third entry into the audio blog. I guess one thing I should mention is that I had originally hoped to get an episode out in the middle of the week, actually 2 weeks ago. That did not happen, mainly because I came home from, the museum or going out to do the oil, and found out that my kitten had chewed the wire for my microphone in half. And unlike some other types of wires that you can kind of splice back together, I couldn't really figure out how to splice the wire for the microphone. So I ended up having to go get a new one. That took a few extra days, and then just wasn't feeling up to putting it out. I was really, really sore, not this weekend, but the weekend before from volleyball. I was just walking around just real stiff and just really sore. So anyway, hopefully I'll be back on schedule, get one out in the middle of the week this week. We'll see. So, but that about does it for this one. I'll talk to you soon.